Hello everybody and welcome to BitNote. Last week I did the first part of our Gamecraft Dublin BitNote special on location. In this place, a huge amount of various people interested in video games assembled under Gamecraft and all divided into teams to make their own video games in 12 hours exactly. It was a hectic day and indeed I didn't just interview but I also participated by joining a team and doing our best to make a video game revolving around a railway train that end up drifting along the tracks and, well, it's a whole story in and of itself. This show covers part two of the event and all the events that happened later on in the evening, including the winners, the games that came out, and basically a lot of other stuff that happened afterwards. This is David Collins with BitNote. Hope you enjoy.
Whoa. It is about 20 to 6 now. Most of us have been going for over 8 hours. It's getting a little tiring. We stopped for a bit of a break a while back, actually. Our team's kind of broken up. No one's at their table at the moment, including me. And we just took a time to relax and went out to the shop. I managed to get, with the help of one of my teammates, a lasagna which we microwaved in the kitchen of this area. And then suddenly the guy came in and told us we weren't meant to use the microwave anymore. But this was kind of like after I'd already microwaved. Distant. And they didn't really so much tell people that no one's meant to use the microwave. They just kind of subtly moved it out of the place because they were worried about people messing around with superheated water and the like. But progress on the game is going well. The artists have been made a lot of little bits of art. I've actually managed to synchronize well with Daniel, my co-programmer, and managed to divide the task naturally between us so that we can each get done what we want. I've been trying to deal with the real hard maths of this, the actual mathematical algorithms of how the whole thing works, and recently I discovered that I had to redo how the whole thing works, but no worries, you learn in the process. Generally, I look around and people are looking in front of their screens. They're joking, chatting. Some looking intently. Others, some of their screens are showing code. Others, configuration screens. Some of them are working art programs, pressing various buttons or making things look like buttons so they can put it in their game. Everything, there's a nice sort of progress, and in the main area there's a bunch of couches around this screen that's just showing some projector slides, but they're just talking with each other and relaxing, and dear gosh, I found those couches very useful. A bit ago I was very tired, I couldn't seem to think straight, and I just needed to take a rest, let my mind relax, and just think at the solution to the problem, and you kind of need it in an environment like this. They've been looking after us really well here. They've been sandwiches and they've been plenty of soft drinks. And I've heard that later on in the evening there will be drinks available of a slightly different sort. But there's even got an arcade machine set up which seems to be able to play various different games. Over above me I can look up through the skylight and I just see black night. On this wintry November evening the light was very weak to begin with and went away very quickly. But now we've got the black night. We've got the rest of the evening ahead of us to get this done. And damn it, we're going to do it. I noticed that some other people had their game on a small tablet, and I had a look at it and it seemed pretty cool. So would you like to introduce yourselves?
My name is Keelan. I'm the youngest app developer in Europe. I'm 11 years old, and I'm at Dublin Gamecraft.
I'm Ewan Burke, and I'm 11 years old, and I'm at Dublin Gamecraft too.
Great. So let's see, and so your game, what's it called?
It's called Tweety.
And yeah, and I was seeing it earlier. Basically, you've got a nice little bird at the bottom of the screen, and you're trying to, it's jumping up constantly on all these platforms, and you have to actually tilt the little tablet, the tablet device in order to get into the top.
Yeah, and you have to try to avoid this other bird on the top that is pooping down on you, and if the poop hits you, you die.
Ah, okay. So it's very dangerous poop then.
Toxic.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I like something like that. Real sort of. All right, cool. Hey, actually, another developer has approached me, and he said, and he, not only was he involved in the game jam, he's got his own app being released soon. So, would you like to introduce yourself in the app?
Yeah, I'm Sean, and I have a development team called Explore Games. And in January, I had an Indiegogo for a game called Infection. It raised around $250, which was enough to get a good start. Then about a month ago, it was finished, but there was a bug with the IDE that the app name was wrong, and it got rejected by Apple about a billion times because of that. After that, I've just been waiting for the update to that, and the update finally came. So, yeah, if there aren't any problems, the app should come out in a few days.
So basically, in a few days, Infection will be coming out on the Apple Store and
the Mac App Store. I'm working on the iPad version. At first release, it will only run on Mac. If you get it from the Mac App Store, it will only work on Mountain Lion. But if you get it direct from my website, it will work on the other.
And what's your website?
www.xflogames.net.
Best of luck with that. Yep. So Infection, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I was crowdfunding before Double Fine.
It is now 7:45. Things are heating up. However, we are persevering, and with an hour and a quarter left, we've got the basic mechanics working and are getting a lot of art into the game while also trying to polish off the gameplay mechanics. This is the crunch time period. Towards the end is when any game project gets hectic, and so we're going to do and make this game awesome in the time we've got left. With 5 minutes left, we have breakdown in communications, but we've kept going on. We're in a desperate scramble to get every last bit of piece of information ready, and it's probably not going to be good as we're always hoping it can be, but hopefully it'll really work out okay, but we just don't know, and yeah. And that was it. The ending of the game jam was just declared. It was announced. Judging begins. We've made our game. Hopefully it'll be good, or considered good. It's just, well, we had a good, fun time making it. What do you think?
It was brilliant. Very hard at the end. You all guys did so good. So good. Brilliant.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to being able to drift the train across the tracks now.
Indeed. True words have never been spoken. And so the event is over. People are milling about, judging, talking to each other about the game. And about their games they've made. And we've actually showed off our game Bluebird Express to a number of people who seem to actually like it. It's kind of funny. It's obviously rough around the edges. It could obviously need a lot of work to be made into a full game. But people are interested, and that's a great start. Okay, so first up, let's back with Shane O'Brien and his game. It's called Get Out of the Forest, I see.
Yep. All right.
All right, let's time to play. Okay, so let's see. I see a Bluebird is a thing, and I play. Okay.
You hold down the up arrow to gain altitude, and then you hold down forward to gain momentum. And basically, collecting black dots will increase your energy, and the more energy you have, the quicker you'll gain momentum.
Okay.
If you run out of energy, it's game over, and if the bulldozer catches up to you, it's game over.
Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm a little bluebird. There's a forest, there's a bunch of obstacles and logs across my path, so kind of like mix of 3D, but also kind of slightly 2D and stuff, but, you know, with graphic, slightly pixelated graphics, and I'm going really fast, but now, dear gosh, the bulldozer is catching up. How the heck did a bulldozer move that fast?
Basically, the bulldozer, for every tree it cuts down, its speed is multiplied by the tree. That's
okay.
It, like, it basically gains energy, and the only thing I'd say about winning the game is that it's not uncommon to break the light barrier, the light speed barrier, to actually have a chance of winning. It'll be available on my website probably tomorrow.
That's pretty cool. Thanks. So may I try out this game? Or?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, okay, I see a very nice hand-drawn sort of like pencil on paper sort of aesthetic to this.
No, it is. It's all hand-drawn, yeah.
And I control it left and right.
And
so it's a platformer.
It's a platformer. We kind of, the idea is that you're a ghost who's afraid of ghosts.
You're a ghost who's yeah, I see all these
things. We had these things were sort of these energy things. He was supposed to have this glow around him. The more energy you sort of, the brighter he got. The less afraid he got. But the more attractive he was to the enemies.
Okay, very nice sunset. It's these, like, little monsters moving around. And it's like, ooh hey, okay. You've won, apparently.
Yeah,
very nice. We didn't have a chance to sort of make it. To implement the proper mechanics, so, you know, smooth mechanics, get it to draw, get it animated, and then we have no time to actually make the game that we wanted to make.
It looks very nice. I really like all of it. I really like how it comes together. Sorry, you were again?
Sean Durkin.
Sean Durkin. So, it's a very nice game you guys made. Cool.
You want to check it out?
Wait, you mean two games?
No. This is the game that we're launching in about a month.
Okay. Cool. So this is your game. This is the actual game you guys are releasing.
We're going as well.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I saw this a while ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Best of luck. What's the name of the game again?
Source control.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Takes it out of that and then
start game. Yeah, I remember this. It's kind of this surreal sort of like hackerish game where you get a bunch of symbols and you have to line them up so that the color combinations on the center of the screen are all like four of a cube of the same color, right?
Yeah.
What platforms is it launching on again?
This will be going out for beta next week on PC, and then in probably December or January will be going on PC, Linux, and Mac, and then by GameStop in February we're hoping to have for iPad and then Android after that, and then probably a light version for the phone as well.
Cool. So, this is Source Control, and sorry, what's the name of your studio again?
XGamerStudios.com.
XGamerStudio.com. Cool. Yeah. So, so it's another game here, and would you like to introduce yourself?
William, I'm a freelancer, not working for any particular company.
And so I saw someone play this game already. It's got this nice picture of a tree branch with all these birds.
Well, essentially what you're trying to do is work your way up through the social standings.
Ah, okay.
And at each branch, it's a different class. Okay. So you can jump to this one.
Okay, jump.
No, use the mouse.
Okay, so I jump onto the... Oh, there we are.
Yeah.
And I jump onto the branch, yeah.
The notion is that you have to mate with the female and produce an offspring who is of greater social standing than yourself.
Okay. Do I have to put on the earphones?
No, you have to fight off the three yellow dudes.
Okay,
first.
So H. So I type in... H has come up on the screen, so I press H.
You missed.
You... Oh, damn it. Did I do that? Okay.
Yeah, so that's our fighting mechanic, and we don't have any feedback in it, so you don't actually see the fight happen. But
okay, where do I move? Do I move to this guy now?
Over the GC.
So
just click on the branch below them, it's easiest.
A, G, F, W. Cool. Thanks. So essentially this is isometric, you know, where you got a sort of like diagonal downward view and everything, and you got a nice kind of like environments going on here. So let's play, yeah.
So press X to interact with the NPCs. And it's more or less just a nice little story, and you know,
hey, buddy.
So you kind of read through it and talk to the other people. It keeps in touch with today's world, where even for us today, it was 12 hours staring at a computer screen, not going outside, no fresh air, no nothing. And sometimes, you know, you just want to see, you know, nature. You just want to be with the real world and, you know, just enjoy it in that kind of sense. So you try to break through and do a couple of puzzles and break through the firewall back into the real world. But,
that's a pretty neat idea.
Yeah, at the moment, it's just a story. It's just kind of a couple of NPCs you can talk to, a couple of rooms you can go into. But
okay.
It's a nice little world. It's a nice little story. Yeah, it's fine.
Nice. Here's the text from the screen. Hey, buddy, you're awake. Look, check out my new iPhone 20G. It's so new and shiny, I couldn't really afford it, but what are credit cards for, am I right? They installed a Tree 2000 in the park today. You should see that baby shine. Isn't nature great? Cool, so, and it's all so Disney.
You talk to the guy, and the tree as well.
Whoa, this tree is so real. Technology these days. I marvel at it, capturing nature's essence in such lifelike 3D form. Amazing. I think I see the social satire of it. Yeah. It looks at the tree. I wonder what a real tree feels like. Just to smell its flowers, to feel the touch of real bark. I would give up anything for that feeling. To be free again, anything. So yeah. So it's kind of weird. I'm going around this weird landscape made of blocks and grids and green neon and everything. And I suppose the whole idea of it is that you're in a virtual world. I mean, you start out in a virtual world as opposed to most games start in the... most things you start in the real world and you go into a virtual world. No, you start out from there in the first place. And your whole job seems to be to break out of it. So that's a pretty cool game. Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir.
And you're... What's your name again?
My name's Sean Farrell, and this is Dilton Murray, and the other guys, Ryan Coswell.
Okay, that is a really neat game there. I'd like to see it expanded into something else.
We might do something else with it. We'll figure it out.
I like themes like that. It's an interesting direction to take things in.
Very much so. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm seeing the guy play it. It's pretty cool. You've got it like looking like a Game Boy screen. So you got not only like the frame of the Game Boy, you know, and its grey glory, but the actual graphics are all like green tinted, black and white sort of thing. So everything with retro pixelization. So it looks like something played on the, you know, one of the classic and most popular game consoles of all time. And you seem to be, and the guy who's playing it seems to be having fun. Trying to fly a bird around.
Yeah.
How are you finding the game?
It's challenging to say the least. It is very good. Actually, I used to love these kind of games on the Game Boy before. It really does look very retro, like it was on the old Game Boys. It's very difficult. I suck at this game.
All right. Seems to have a bird that can fly and shoot pellets out of its mouth. That's how game logic worked back then. It didn't matter what sort of animal we are, you can usually shoot something at something.
Cool game. Sorry, you are?
Daniel Over.
Okay, cool.
Team final. So basically, the aim of this game is to find true love. So you can start it off there. The left analog stick will move your bird around, and the right analog stick, if you hold in a particular direction, will give you a colour.
Oh.
So if you imagine yourself, you're in a bar, surrounded by lovely birds. One you like to look at the most and go after, and you want to share her interest, so share, she's got to match her colour as well, so you got to stay near her and match her colour. So you know, she likes cats, you like cats, she likes sports, you like sports, you know how it works. Your goal with the first level is basically to get a date. Okay, so we're going after the red one. You've got your date. This is the hard part. You got to keep her interest. You can be changing colour at all times. Stay near and match her colour. So you got to hold the right stick in the direction of whatever colour you want.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I didn't explain that. So you hold the right stick in whatever colour, and you just twist it to try and keep matching her colour at all times. Okay, now again, she's got to be, during the date, she'll be changing her opinion, changing colours. You got to stick on it, got to try and match her colours at all times. There we go, so you're matching. So she'll keep changing. So generally, lightly turn the wheel to go with her. Like, she won't jump to a completely different topic, so try and stick with her. And those other birds, they're your rivals. They're other blokes. So if they get too close to her, you can press the right trigger to...
How's that look again?
Good match of trigger. One more shot.
So you press right trigger.
If they get too close, press the right trigger to scare them off. You know, give them that look.
So, we're back with Team JS, and this is their Emily Dickinson game. So I see a nice kind of like disturbing illustration of Emily Dickinson with Hope is a Thing with Feathers. So what's the game?
Well, the game is multiplayer.
Okay.
Multiplayer game.
I see an area, very retro pixel, everyone's dressed very conservatively.
Well, it's Emily Dickinson's family. She's come home, her boyfriend's dumped her, she's pissed off.
Okay.
She needs hope.
Mm-hmm.
She needs feathers.
Okay.
So the idea is you run around, collect the feathers, chase the bird, hit your shift key, catch a feather.
So you're plucking flying
you're
birds.
Plucking the bird, yeah.
Time
itself. Okay, I get it. So, poem is scrolling in the side. So, let's have a go.
Well, if you got... Jose only got 17.
But the other two didn't get anything. So
yeah, yeah. So the person with the least feathers gets killed by Emily Dickinson at the end.
Why does the person with the least feathers get
killed? She's freaked out! And you didn't get her any feathers!
Look at the eyes!
The blood!
She kills everyone who doesn't bring her hope. Okay, why are they... Okay, gotcha. Oh. And then a plank in person broke, and I dropped down and down, and hit a world at every plunge, and finished knowing then. Okay. I think I'll leave it at that. Nice.
It's Rocket Dead Man.
Okay, and what's it about? Rocket Dead Man.
It's got a survivor horror vibe. I kind of use the theme as like a narrative and mechanic, like inspiration and kind of game mechanics as well.
Okay, so I'm in like a, what looks like an alien robot, gold-plated robot.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little kind of steampunk. I've been playing a bit of Dead Space lately.
Cool. It's like, so I'm jumping around this. I'm looking this. Looks like a great area of floating rocks, and I'm trying to jump.
The narrative of it was that.
Yeah.
He's actually your, when you hear the game, it starts again, and you find out you're actually in limbo. It would be like a short story, so you're on this never-ending cycle of kind of repeating it.
Okay.
But so like your character's already dead.
Oh.
You kind of learn as you kind of play through it. So I was going to put in like kind of enemies and things that you weren't really able to.
So we got another game here, and here you guys.
I'm Connor. This is Maeve. This is our game, Professor Bluebird's Time Traveling Adventures.
Cool. So it says they called. I'm seeing a nice picture of a room with a machine with a clock on it. They called me mad, but I knew time travel was the only way. I knew it was possible to develop a time machine. So
enter to continue.
Enter. My name is Professor Bluebird. Bird flu has destroyed my world. It has diminished its population, destroyed my medical equipment, and made my wife ill. The only cure is in the past, and that's where I'm going. I need to find the ingredients to cure. For a cure that doesn't exist anymore and cure my wife. I just want a normal life back. And so, you're in a nice little area here. And and how do I talk with the...
It's a right shift to speak with her.
Cough, cough, please, Jiggery. I feel ever so weak, so time to go off on an adventure, and I could go outside, but I think I'll just go straight to the time machine, because why go outside when you've got a time machine?
They're the plans for the Titanic.
Okay, I dropped my...
You left your gun on the table because your inventory was full.
Yeah, okay.
Now, what you can do is you can steal some better ship plans from the future and put them there instead of the Titanic ones. So the Titanic gets built actually unsinkable. And then afterwards, in the future, you can buy the Heart of the Ocean, the jewel from the film Titanic, from the jeweler's shop and use it in your potion.
Okay, this is... I'm not even sure I can scratch the surface of this game. It looks...
It's different endings.
Oh, dear. How did you get all this done?
Non-stop work.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure exactly.
Oh, dear God.
I did all the artwork and design, and Connor did all the actual programming, and this is as much as possible when that is done.
And your name is?
My name is Sergio.
And you're just playing this cool fish game where you competitively play as fish, swim around, and all these birds are diving at you, and you try to push the other fish into the wet path of the birds.
Yeah, and everyone dies.
Fair enough. All the best. Well, all the fish die, at least.
On one with David Attenborough.
Okay, cool.
Would you like to play as David or the Smurf? Because it's a two-player game. We need you to participate for a little bit.
Well, my name is David.
Oh, yeah, come on. Here, would you like to play as... Welcome to Wildlife on One with David Attenborough. Would you like to play as David Attenborough or a Smurf?
That's not a question.
It is, because it polarizes people down the middle.
I will take Smurf.
Okay, you're player two. This is your forest and I'm invading. I am David Attenborough. David Attenborough is... His aim of the game is to take out his camera and take photos of birds. Your aim of the game is to get rid of the birds so that I can't take photos of them.
Right.
So using your right analog stick, you can aim. Left shoulder button is to shoot a rock. Probably more oh, nice. But if you annoy a bird enough, it'll disappear. If you run around and if you press A, you make noise. I make noise too, which is a bad thing. If you annoy birds enough, they'll disappear. And if they leave without me documenting them, you'll get a point.
So
essentially, you've gotten rid of two now, and I've only taken a photo of two now.
I'm seeing a weird sort of like forest landscape where a bunch of two figures in the foreground are jumping around and taking with a lot of these multicolored birds flying around, and apparently one of them keeps trying to take pictures, and then suddenly a Polaroid pops up on the screen showing whatever
bird.
Not
just one of them, Mr. David Attenborough.
Yes.
I think that's a key part of the game. Without that, it doesn't work.
That's how the how do you get up? Owen thought, oh, let's put David Attenborough again.
Okay. And yourself is?
Paul O'Brien.
And you are making this game called...
It's called Turbo Duck.
Turbo Duck. And I've been seeing it. It's got a very nice thing. It's like at night time. There are stars in the sky. I'm controlling this like silhouette of a duck sort of thing, but not quite a silhouette because you can parts of it are just pure white. And from what I've seen, you have to collect all these like fireflies or shooting star thingies. And it's beautiful. It's got very nice tingles of things whenever you. Yep. And the idea is you have to collect all these and stay away from all the eagles who mean you harm, apparently. And I think you have
to give you energy as well, so you fly faster.
Very beautiful. I like the sound effects.
Pardon?
I like the sound effects.
Yeah, Shane made that one. It's a modified bell.
Thank you very much. All the best. Well, it's been over 12 hours. We've developed. We've worked hard. We've got everything we've got, and I feel a little exhilarated. I'm on a good high at the moment, and I think it's just been an amazing day. All right.
So in third place, where's your bird at? In second place, you get a present. Feast fit for a king. And in first place...
Well, thank you. You're welcome.
Turbo Duck.
Speech.
There was way better games out there, lads. These are mad people that know this
play.
What is Warren is tweeting for best story? Professor Bluebird's amazing title.
Yeah.
Best use of humor. Donkey Apocalypse. Yeah. Okay, best technology.
Unity.
Agile guy with his some kind of hunt for bloody red October or something.
Gathering a large crowd for a group photograph, the entire GameCraft. We've all worked hard today, we've all created games today, but it's time for the group photo now. Here it goes.
3, 2, 1, cheer!
So I'm just here with Andrea, who was, of course, co-founded the GameCraft. Andrea, it's got to be a great day. Just thank you so much. How do you feel about the whole thing?
It's been an amazing day, and I just hope that we can keep doing it, you know. With the support from the people, the companies behind the sponsorship and the hosting is outstanding. So it's a big shout out to everybody.
Oh, thanks. It's been great. And, as I look back on today, I think it was a good day as everything. I worked with a team and we really pushed ourselves to just create a good game as well. It's also encouraging because it shows that if you really try hard, you can always improve. Everyone here seems to have a good time, had a great day, and really achieved something. And especially all those people who were chosen for winners. At the beginning of this day, there were no people who had games. Now they are several, over a dozen new games brought into existence through this day, and a lot of other promising new things can happen. Who knows where this will go? Certainly an encouraging sign for the future. But for now, I think I'll be happy with the job well done and head home. This has been David Collins with BitNote. Thank you for listening.